Shebal. As the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra Daf Chafei, that Harotzeh Sheyachkin Yadrin V'simonecha Menorah Shebedaro. The Gemara tells us in Brachos and Daf Nun Zayin, if a person has a dream and he sees Shem and Zayis, Yitzapeh L'Chachma Satorah. And as the Gemara writes in Shabbos and Daf Chav Gimel, that Haragil B'ner Havi Benin Tamidei Chachamim. So many Mamare Chazal that seem to indicate that the Ur of the menorah represents the splendor, the beauty, the radiance of the Torah Hashem. A message especially relevant for us, for the B'nai Yeshiva, that Chanukah is a time that we recommit ourselves, not simply to the significance of Torah Shebichsav, but especially to the splendor of Torah Shebal Peh. The Netziv writes that whenever Rabbi Tarfon would hear a chiddush of Torah Shebal Peh, he would respond, Kaftor v'ferech, representations of the very image of the menorah, because that is what the menorah represents. For us in the yeshiva, this Chanukah Masiba marks that commitment, and the schus that we have to hear from the Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Lander Shlita, is something that we are greatly indebted to him, not merely for tonight's shiur, but realize that it's because of his efforts that we're able, yomam v'layla, to immerse ourselves in the Torah Hashem. So personally, in that sense of Hakara Satov, and as a representative, all the Tamidim, we thank you for the shir this evening, but for all of the efforts in Amelus to see to it that our yeshiva is indeed a bastion of Avas HaTorah in Yirah Shamayim. It's a great kavod to present the Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Lander.
Rishus Rosh Yeshiva, now Maronon Ravonon Rabosai. First of all, a friend of Chanukah. I too must express my Hakaras HaTov to a bocha here. Remember what I said last year? I called up Rabbi Shmuel Levis. I said, you invited me to speak, but I don't remember what I said last year. I don't want to repeat myself. Rabbi Shmuel Levis didn't remember either. But he went over to Yudi Ness, and we got a blow-by-blow account. So thanks to Yudi, I'm not going to repeat anything I said last year. It'll be altogether a new, fresh year. The shaila I'd like to begin with is, at first glance, not much of a shaila. And that is, when you light Chanukah licht, must you own the shemen for the Ner Chanukah? If I don't, I ran out of oil, and my friend has oil, and I know he would give me permission. He's a nice fellow. Is there a din of lachem that I must own the shemen? Well, as long as I perform the maisa adlaka, that is sufficient. Now we know, with respect to the dalamidim, there's a din of lachem. Lokachtam lachem biyom rishon. But there's no reason, lachara, to suppose that requirement of lachem extends to the mitzvah d'rabbanan neiros Chanukah. But, in fact, the tshuva beis Yitzchok in Yoredeya is mistopic. Whether or not you need to establish ownership on the shemen, neiros Chanukah, in order to be yotzei the mitzvah. And the basis of his sofek is the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us that Achsanoi is chay b'ner Chanukah. A guest is obligated ner Chanukah. He's not at home. He's lodging in someone else's house. But afal pikein is chay b'ner Chanukah. And the Gemara tells us, how does he fulfill his ner Chanukah? This is Bizman HaTalmud, where not everyone lit his own Neirah. So the Gemara tells us that if his mishtatek bepruta, if he chips in to the shemen, to the Neirah Chanukah, is yotzei the mitzvah. So there is something, apparently, about establishing bailus, that being mishtatek bepruta, sharing the cost of the shemen, assuming bailus on the chelek of the shemen, somehow enables you to fulfill the mitzvah Neiros Chanukah. And therefore, perhaps, speculates in the Beis Yitzchok, that anybody who wishes to fulfill the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah must own the shemen in the same fashion, in the same spirit, as Achsanoi was obligated Neiros Chanukah. And I saw Achronim who bring a raya to support this hypothesis from a Ramban and a Ran in the first parak of Pesachim. Learn Pesachim now. It's in Yonah Diyoma. There's a sugi in the first parak of Pesachim that deals with when do you say a bracha with the nusach of Al and when do you recite a bracha with the nusach of Le. And many Rishonim come up with different formulae how to classify mitzvahs and categorize those that demand the nusach of Al and those that require the nusach of Le. And the Ramban and several other Rishonim maintain that a mitzvah that can be fulfilled ayidei shliach, the correct nusach is Al. A mitzvah that cannot be delegated to a shliach, the appropriate nusach is Le. And the reasoning is self-evident. A mitzvah that could be performed through a shliach, the bracha relates to the chefzah shal mitzvah, not to the pu'ula sagavra. And that is denoted by the nusach al. But a mitzvah that requires your personal involvement, the nusach ha-bracha must capture that personal kiyuma mitzvah, a maisa mitzvah, chovas agavra, that cannot be delegated. And therefore, the correct nusach is left. And the Ramban raises a pircha to that theory. Neiros Chanukah. Neiros Chanukah l'chora is a mitzvah that could be delegated to a shliach. And af al pi kein, the nusach is lehadlik ner shel Chanukah. Vintoma, frekta Ramban. Hare adlokas ne chanukah she'efsu shal la'asos al yidei shliach. U'mevrochen ala lehadlik. It's a pircha to the binyan that the Ramban constructed. The Ramban answers. Yesh lo nu lomar. Shaini hosom shahadloka mitzvah atzmahi she'osa mitzvah. Cryptic language. The itma perigma mebad likin. Sorich lashtutvei bepite. Ve'enu yosei ela bishel atzma. The Ramban says that I cannot, in fact, simply appoint a shliach to fulfill Neiros Chanukah. The Gemara tells us I have to be mishtati bepruto, and therefore doesn't fall under the general classification of a mitzvah she'efshel la'asosa yidei. I cannot call my friend and say, light Neiros Chanukah for me. I must own the neshemen. And therefore, the nusach habracha is li and not al. The Ramban seems to lay down the law that you have to be madlik b'shal atzmo. It's not a mitzvah she'ef shal asosa yidei shliach. And therefore, there are those who cite this Ramban as a raya to the Beis Yitzchok, that in fact, the madlik Neiros Chanukah must own the shem. Now, Soloveitchik argued with this contention, with the opinion of the side of the Beis Yitzchok that you need to be madlik b'shal atzmo, and as well, the raya of the Ramban. Soloveitchik interpreted the Ramban completely. A little background information. There are mitzvahs that you can appoint a shliach. Mila, mezuzah, makeh, hafroshes truma. Those mitzvahs you can appoint a shliach because the focus of the mitzvah is to see to it that something be fulfilled, something be fulfilled. The mitzvah is to see to it that my child be gemal. The mitzvah is to see to it that truma be taken from the tvua. And if the mitzvah is to be achroi, to be responsible, to produce a certain outcome, then the mitzvah is efshalas sosa ayidei shli. But there are other mitzvahs that achovas aguf, tefillin. The mitzvah is not to see to it that tefillin be worn, but the mitzvah is that I should be meniach tefillin. And therefore, those mitzvahs are not mitzvahs she'efshalas kaim adei shli. How about Neiros Chanukah? Again, the question seems to be an inappropriate question. Neiros Chanukah is not Chovas Haguf, it's not Tefillin. I can make a shliach if I own the shemen. Isn't that a right that the mitzvah is to see to it that Neiros Chanukah be lit? Said Rav Soloveitchik, no. That in fact, the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah is to perform the hablaka. Conceptually, it's similar to tefillin. It's a chovas aguf. Novos, if you light the Neiros Chanukah with the my shemen, it is considered as if I am the madlik. I am the madlik by virtue of the fact that I own the shemen. It's a new concept. Radical new concept. It's a chovas haguf that can be done through a robotic act, a maisa kuf ba'alba. But al-pidin is considered as if I did the hamaka. I am the madlik. I am the madlik because I own the shemen. And that's what the Ramban says. Yesh lonu lomar, shani hosa, shahadloka mitzvah atzmihi she'osa mitzvah. It is the mitzvah of adloka. I'm doing the mitzvah of adloka. Why? Because I own the shemen. Achsanoi nishtati befruta. It's not a mitzvah that can be outsourced. It's not a mitzvah that can be delegated to someone else. It's not a mitzvah that fundamentally is the requirement to see to it that a certain outcome be produced. But rather the mitzvah refers to the pu'ula. Hachlaka. And therefore the Nusach HaBracha captures that concept. With lihabrit neshamanika. You all ask me. If the mitzvah is a pu'ula hachlaka, then how can anybody like me? The answer is, if I own the shemen, al pidin, it is nechshav as if I am the man. Therefore, Rav Soloveitchik concluded that if I'm the madlik, then of course I have the din of the madlik, even if I don't own the shemen. The requirement to own shemen is only to be miyachis avloka to me when I'm not actually lighting the candle. But if I am actually lighting the candle, then avada, I'm nechshav as a madlik, irrespective of whether I own the shem. In other words, there are two ways that halachically I could be considered to be the madlik. One, the natural way, if I actually perform the havlaka. Secondarily, I could be considered to be the madlik if someone else is madlik, the nearest Chanukah was in my shem. It's a chiddush also. But Shlomo Zalman, your namesake, said the same Kiddush. And he said it with respect to the Bach. The Mogen Avraham in Tok Reish Ayin Vav quotes the Bach. And the Bach says the following halacha. There's a woman, makes the neighbor. She doesn't know how to recite the brachos. She doesn't know how to like the name of Chanukah. She knows it's Chanukah. She doesn't know anything. She asks me, Rabbi, come in, you do the ritual mitzvah, they call it, Chanukah. So I go in, and I like the Nes Chanukah, and I want to make the bracha. Paskin Zabach, I can only recite the bracha if the woman is standing next to me and will say Amen to the bracha. If she's not omendous with Sidi, I have no right to make the bracha. Now this is a pliatzum, because this contradicts every yisod that we have with respect to shlichus and mitzvahs. Elsewhere, universally so, whenever you appoint a shliach to perform a mitzvah on your behalf, to mal your child, to be mafresh truma, to put up a mezuzah, in every single case, without exception, the one who does the maisa mitzvah is the one who is mevarech. You don't separate the maisa mitzvah from the bracha. They go hand in hand. And as Rosh Hashanah Zalman points out in Micha Shlomo, is because the bracha is niskan on the maisa mitzvah. There's no bracha on bittul. Chometz, you're learning psachim. And the post can say the Magen Avraham, because bracha is only niskan on a pu'ulo, on a maisa mitzvah, not on machshav. So the one who's doing a maisa mitzvah, the shliach who's putting up the makkah, the shliach who's putting up the mezuzah, he's the one who recites the bracha. Is it necessary for the father and the child to be there for the mole to make a bracha of Allah? Well, no, of course not. The mole makes the bracha, he's doing the maisa mitzvah. It's not necessary for the aviyah ben, the mishalech, to be there. But here the Bach says, the Neiros Chanukah is different. And he uses the following lashon: Neishe mitzvah mutelas al haguf. What does he mean? Zokta Rashon Zalman, Micha Shlomo, it's a difficult tshuva. But Rashon Zalman essentially is saying the following: that in fact, other mitzvahs, the one who is doing the pulos on mitzvah is a shliach. But when it comes to Neiros Chanukah, the shliach is not doing the pulos ha-mitzvah. I'm doing the pulos ha-mitzvah. It's a chovos ha-guf. But it's nechshevas. I'm the madlik through the shliach. Fundamentally, it's a maisa kufbal. And it dovetails exactly with the way the Rav Soloveitchik interpreted shlichus of Neiros Chanukah. In fact, if you look at Micha Shlomo on the Chanukah, he raises a question which I'm sure many of you are bothered by. If shlichus of Neiros Chanukah is different than shlichus of Shah Mitzvahs, it's a maisa kuf ba'omo, but up to then the mishalech is a madlik, then why can't you appoint a chayri shota bekatan to light Neiros Chanukah for you? Or your maisa kuf? Is that his maisa, egen maisa mitzvah? My mitzvah. Why can't you appoint a goy, Chuck, to go ahead and light Neiros Chanukah for you? It's a maisa kuf ba'omo. It's a robotic, mechanical act. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the Gevaltike Chiddush, he says, if you mitzaveh, if you command the goy or a chayri shel to the katan to light Neiros Chanukah for you, you're yotze the mitzvah. The halacha that you're not yotze with the halacha and chayri shel to the katan is only enunciated in the case when he does it on his own for you. If a gadol lights Neiros Chanukah for you, you're yotze the mitzvah. And the biur for Rav Shlomo Zalman in Pesach, I think, is the following. If a gadol likes it for you, so he has das to miyaches his avloka to the balabayas. And therefore his das creates a tziru between his technical maisa avloka and the halachic avloka, which now relates to the mishalech, the implicit mishalech. But a goy, a chayr shot of a katan, have no das to be mitzarev to connect his avloka with the balabais. And therefore the balabais cannot be nechshev as a madlik when a Chayrishot V'katon or a Goy on his own initiative likes Neiris Chanukah to me. Although if I command them, if I'm mitzaveh, then it's a das of the balabayis that's koveya atziruf. And the Meilo, you're considered to be the madlik. Paskins are Shlomo Zalman, even with a Maisa Kovea. With this understanding, I think we can answer a question that the Chacham Svi raised. Chacham Svi raised the stira in the Psak of the Mechaber. The Mechaber Paskins that a Katan Shigil of Chinuch in Hilchus Megillah cannot be motzi as a Godol Yidei Chavosol with respect to Kriyas Megillah. If you have a 12-year-old boy who reads the Megillah for me, I'm not yotze with your Kriya. But Neiris Chanukah, if a katan she gila chinuch, that's why you light after me. If a katan she gila chinuch lights Neiris Chanukah, so the Baal HaBayis or Godol will be yotze Yidei Chavos. Here you tell me that in Mikra Megillah, like Neiris Chanukah is a mitzvah Rabbanon, a katan she gila chinuch, it was only a trade rabbanon, cannot be mostly a chad rabbanon. Fine. But in Neiris Chanukah, why aren't we facing the same issue? How can a gotten sheigil chinuch, who was only a cool, chayim, b'tor trade rabbanon, be mostly a gadol? According to Rav Soloveitchik, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, the answer is quite clear. If I'm being mostly you, so then I have to be on your same level of chiyuv. But if I'm performing a ma'aseh kuf ba'alma, I'm not being motzi you. It's your chovos aguf. It's chovos aguf that can be delegated through a robotic. Think of the shliach as an extended hand, as a yod ha'richta, as a mechanical robotic performance. Then it's not necessary to be a god. Even a katan shegil chinuch can be motzi as a godol yidei chavasal, because it's enough of a havloka that is considered to be the havloka of the mishaleich. This is as far as the Ramban is concerned. However, the Meiri in Psachim argues with the Ramban, and the Meiri in Psachim clearly maintains that shlichus in Chanukah is a conventional shlichus that we find in Shaar Mitzvahs. And two Meiris point this out in Rosh Hashanah. Number one, the Meiri rejects the Raya of the Ramban. The Meiri says the fact that Neiris Chanukah you have to be shtate bepruta, you must own the shemen, doesn't reflect on the nature of shlichus of Neiris Chanukah. For example, says the Meiri, Pesach and Kachin is also subject to shlichus. In fact, the Gemara in the second part of Kedushin derives shlichus shel adam kamoso from the fact that someone else could shech the Korban Pesach on my behalf. That is a classical model of shlichus shel adam kamoso. Nonetheless, the halacha is that you must own the Korban Pesach to be yosei the mitzvah of Shchitas HaPesach. Zok the Meiri, the fact that you must establish ownership doesn't mitigate the fact that we're working through classical shlichus. So too Neiris Chanukah. The Meiri is medame Neiris Chanukah to Shchitas Pesach. It is working, in fact, through traditional mechanism of shlichus, despite the fact that there's a requirement that you must own the shemen that the shlich is madlik on your behalf. The second Meiri. The Meiri maintains that the only time that you yosei with halakas der Chanukah through the halakah of a shliach is if you mitzaveh the shliach. If there's das. Magen Avraham argues, but this is a sheet of the Meiri. You must have das of the mishaleach. And he compares it, says the Meiri, to Afrashas Truma. Just as Afrashas Truma, you must have das, so too when it comes to Neiris Chanukah. Again, the Meiri compares Afrashas Truma, classical shlichus,
to shlichus on Neres Chanukah.
So here we have two Rishonim, the Ramban, as understood and interpreted by Soloveitchik, that the Ramban is reflecting on a special type of shlichus that we have in Neres Chanukah, unique amongst all the mitzvahs. That the Mishaleach is performing the mitzvah himself through the extended hand of the Shliach. In contrast to the Me'iri, that subsumes Shlichus of Neiras Chanukah under the general category of Shlichus that we have in Sham mitzvahs like Mezuzah, Makkah, Truma, v'chul, v'chul. One nafkamina. Discussed several nafkaminas, one additional nafkamina. Bogen Avram, in Tofer HaShayin Tess, discusses the situation of someone who's Mekabel Shabbos, and he forgot to light Neiras Chanukah. What does he do? He can't light Neiras Chanukah himself. He's very Mekabel Shabbos. Bogen Avram paskins that he could appoint a shliach. Frek the Prima Godem. Neishal Avram. We have a cloud. That any mitzvah, any act that you cannot perform yourself, you cannot appoint a shliach. Gemara in Kedushin discusses such a principle. Kol heched lo motzei iyu, if you yourself are not capable of performing a particular act, you have no right to appoint a shliach. Therefore, questions of Prima Gadol. After I was Mekabel Shabbos, I cannot light Neiras Chanukah. So how could I point to Shliach? The question of the Prima Gadam is very pertinent according to Washita, the Miri of the Ramban. What do you say? The Prima Gadam assumes what? Assumes like the Ramban. How does he assume like the Ramban? According to the Ramban, the shlichus in Neiras Chanukah is considered as if you're the madlik. Shlichus shalodim kamoso. So then, I have no right to be the madlik after Kabbalah Shabbos. How could I be yotze through appointing a shlich? But if you learn like the Me'iri, that the din of shlichus by Neiras Chanukah is similar to mezuzah makkah, that I am not performing the pu'ula, but I'm yosei the mitzvah because I saw to it the certain outcome be produced, the tosaw, that Neiras Chanukah now illuminate my home. That is enough for me to receive the credit for the mitzvah of Neiras Chanukah. But now that I actually illuminated, was madlik the Neiras Chanukah. So then, according to the Me'iri, Mifrim Rikadim would have no kasha, then we would understand Psak of the Marek Avram, because we're not working through the constraints of Shulchan Shalom Kamoso. I'll give you a mashal to what you just said. The Michas Chinuch raises a question in Mitzvah Mila. Why does the Gemara of Arazara need a pasuk to be made a goy to be a moel? After all, according to Kresu Yuplesi, you need to appoint the moel as a shliach. And you cannot appoint a goy to be a shliach. And in the mitzvah makkah, the Michas Chinuch raises a similar question. How can you be yosei the mitzvah makkah by appointing a goyish contractor to build a fence? There's no shluchu shal adam kamoso with respect to asiyas hamakkah, but to a goy. The answer to the kasha of the Michas Chinuch in both places is that true, there's no shluchu shel adam kamoso with respect to God. But in the mitzvah milo, the mitzvah makkah, shluchus is not shluchu shel adam kamoso as if I did that act. But rather, shluchus is simply that I sought to it that my child be gemalt, and that a makkah now adorn my roof. And that concept of shluchus, that I am achroi for the hafrashas truma, that I'm responsible for the milah, that can apply even to a guy.
And that can apply as well to after Kabbalah Shabbos. I saw to it that now Neiros Chanukah illuminate my home. And I don't face the constraint that if I cannot do it, then I can't appoint a shliach. But as you accurately pointed out, according to the Ramban, where Rav Soloveitchik understood, that I'm considered to be the madlik because it is a chovas haguf, as the Bach intimates, then the Prima Gadim's question is a well-placed question. And Lechor, according to Ramban, he would argue with the Pesach of the Magen Avraham, and he would prohibit someone to light Neiros Chanukah on your behalf after Kabbalah Shabbos. Just for a moment of machshava. Why is it that Neiros Chanukah, according to the Mahakha we developed, Soloveitchik and Hashem Zalman, based on the Ramban and the Bach, be enacted as a Chovas Aguf? It doesn't fit the normal profile of a Chovas Aguf where the mitzvah I'm doing in my guf, akhila, tefillin, sablokal. Why is it different than Shchitas HaPesach, Hafrashas Truma? Shchitas HaPesach, I could fulfill through Shulchan Shalom Kamosa. I appoint a shliach. But our locket has to be on the matak. What's the difference? The Soloveitchik and Rav Schwab were both niskavi l'dova echad. They noticed that in the Chazar Sashatz, when you say Amen to every bracha, when it comes to modim, we recite modim d'rabbanan along with the Chazar Sashatz. Why is it unique about modim d'rabbanan? And both of them independently convey to us that Hodah cannot be fulfilled through a shayach. Hodah has to be expressed through your own hargasha. You cannot outsource Hodah to Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, when it comes to the bracha of modim, we don't rely on the shliach sibur reciting the bracha, but on our own, we must express Hodah to the Eibishter. Neiros Chanukah, the Iki Yisodo, is an expression of Hodah to Ribbono Shel Olam. On Neiros Alol Kodesh, Nein lonu rishus l'shtamish b'hem, el l'rosom b'vad, k'dei l'hodos u'lahalol shekhan gadol. Neiros Chanukah is a form of thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for all the nisim neflos, not only of Neiros Chanukah, but most so we speak of the Hodah for all the nisim that punctuate Jewish history. Neiros Chanukah is a kiyum of Hodah. Hodah is an emotional reaction. It cannot be simply delegated to a shliach. The mitzvah is not to see to it that Hodah be given to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Hodah has to be expressed by the Malak, the Baal HaBayis. And while it is true that someone else could perform the technical act of Hadlaka, but Al Pidin, if you own the Shemen, you're Nechshav as a Madlik. And if you are lighting for somebody else, the person should say the Bracha, because he's the Madlik. And that's the Psak of the Bach. The Isha has to stand next to the Madlik, because she's the Madlik. If you light the Neiros Chanukah, then you don't need to own the Shem, because the state's up here. But the Chiyum, the Rabbonon, to be a Madlik, the fact that the Bach says the mitzvah mutelos al aguf, I believe can be understood by omeka inyan, by virtue of the fact that Neiros Chanukah is a Hodah, and Hodah has to be expressed personally, and not through a shliach. Ezra Hashem, on Neiris Chanukah shall capture that hargosha of hodah that we must have to the Ribono Shel Olam, on Yisecha, on the Tzor Secha, on Yeshua Secha, by Yomim Ahem, by Zman Hazeh.